Philadelphia psychotherapist Salima McNeil has been raising money to provide free therapy sessions for people of color ever since the protests over the killing of George Floyd began in May.
Being a part of history, essentially, right now, is exhilarating and scary all at the same time.
As thousands of people have taken to the streets, McNeil has taken on the role of supporting people's mental health during the unrest and the pandemic, which has disproportionately affected Black and brown people. Why are people of color particularly vulnerable to mental trauma right now? And how can therapists, particularly Black therapists like McNeil, help? I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. This is The Why. McNeil is the founder of Oshun Family Center in Jenkintown, where she focuses on reproductive health and provides psychotherapy for people of color. Tell me a little bit about your background, your professional background.
So my professional background started probably around 13 years ago. As I suffered a traumatic birthing experience, I knew that I wanted to change how women are treated during those birthing processes. So I became a doula, which is a laboring birth support, and a lactation consultant, and ultimately held those positions inside of Riverside Correctional Facility, where I realized that I wanted to be a therapist. And so I went and got a formal education to do marriage and family therapy, and I tied all of it together to become a reproductive psychotherapist.
You came up with the idea of raising money to offer free therapy for people of color. Can you just tell me about how that idea came about?
After seeing so many fires being set, so many stores that were being looted, and just the outward display of anger and frustration and hopelessness, I knew that as a whole, my community would need healing.
So you kind of saw what was happening in the protests and thought, like, this is going to be, this is might trigger some issues for people.
Absolutely. Not only trigger maybe some existing feelings that some people have, that Black people specifically have already experienced, but to see it over and over again on media outlets, social media, and the TV, and hear it on the radio, it's really hard absorbing those images day in and day out. And if you are the person that has been there to witness those things in person, I just knew that the devastation was going to be hard to overcome. So I came up with the idea to launch a fundraiser to raise money in order to provide 8 free sessions of therapy to those gravely impacted by the racial trauma and maybe the vicarious trauma that they have experienced from watching the devastation play out on TV. And I wanted to make sure that not only was I a place of healing and refuge, but also take away the financial barrier. Because finances can be a barrier, and being able to see someone who understands you is a barrier as well. So I figure I'm a Black therapist. Let's raise some money to take away the financial barrier and offer the beginning of a healing journey with 8 sessions.
And you had an initial goal of $5,000.
Yes.
Can I ask how much you've raised at this point?
Right now, we have a total of $94,000, and I just haven't been able to check in for the PayPal account to see what the exact dollars and cents are. But yeah. $94,000.
So this has really taken off. I mean, did you expect that?
Never in my wildest dreams did I expect that this would be the response. You know, in 24 hours from launching that I wanted to raise $5,000, I got $7,000. And I was able to quickly think of how I could expand this. And I contacted 2 other clinicians and I said, we're going to go for $15,000 so we can all do this together. And it literally was like a rocket launch from there. We got some really good national attention and things continued to progress from there.
Why do you think it has taken off the way that it has? Do you think this has really just struck a chord with people?
Yes, I think it has, one, struck a chord with Black America, and they now have a better understanding of the supports that are out there and relinquishing a bit of that control around the stigma. And, you know, this may be biased because I'm a millennial as well, but I do think that millennials are spearheading the healing process and we're normalizing it. And on the other side, I do think that white America feels bad. and understanding and reckoning with the unconscious bias and the implicit bias and the systemic racism that has ultimately plagued and oppressed Black folks for generations.
What do you think is the benefit of a practice like yours, where you are a Black therapist who is kind of focusing specifically on people of color? What is the sort of the benefit for clients, do you think?
The benefits to clients, one, come with sitting across with someone who understands who you are on a basic level and how you wake up and show up as a Black person every day. And one of the barriers to building relationships with therapists who are outside of your race or outside of your culture is that you feel like you need to explain some of the nuances of your race and your culture to get them to baseline to understand you. So with having a Black therapist, we kind of automatically have that understanding with only adding in bits and pieces of the nuances of what it was like for you growing up, your socioeconomic status, your educational background and desires, and your professional work versus me explaining to you about me and my culture as a person.
That seems really important for a therapist. I mean, I've been in therapy a couple of different times, and it's a really intimate relationship. And it seems like that's the kind of thing that won't work if there are any misunderstandings, like cultural misunderstandings or just anything like that.
Correct.
Yeah.
And the misunderstanding portion of it really impacts that relationship and is a barrier. And so instead of having any questions go unasked or making assumptions, I always encourage people, ask and inquire, but don't make it your client's responsibility to teach you how not to be racist. Do that work on your own.
What are you hearing in your therapy sessions from particularly people of color?
Well, right now, millennials have experienced only what our parents and grandparents have talked about. We haven't lived through a civil rights movement. We haven't been privy to standing out on the front lines and protesting and then watching things seemingly go really bad in front of you. So being a part of history, essentially, right now is exhilarating and scary all at the same time. And a lot of people who work in corporate America are speaking out about the injustices that they are experiencing while working in corporate and not feeling validated or seen in their Blackness, in addition to symptoms that are arising astronomically for depression and anxiety.
Mm. So it sounds like for a lot of people it's fulfilling to be a part of this movement, but it can also be somewhat anxiety provoking.
Absolutely. It is absolutely anxiety provoking. For me myself, I had a very dear friend of mine out there on the front lines protesting. And although I was so happy that she was out there with her signs and she was doing the work, I still was very nervous for her because I knew that things could essentially get really bad really quick in such large crowds. But it was just feeling both things at the same time and knowing that I couldn't be out there physically because, again, like my caseload is what it is. And so I'm here and I'm meeting the people day in and day out. But that was me just as a therapist and what I experienced of having a very close friend out there on the front lines.
So you're seeing clients who are having anxiety often because of the demonstrations that are happening right now and living through that. And you yourself are living through it. How is it treating clients who are sort of dealing with the same issues that you are to some extent?
It's some moments is very challenging to help clients get through and heal through some of the same experiences that you are going through in the moment. I have been blessed in a sense to go through certain experiences like with my birth and work with women get through their birth in preparation for this moment. So I've had a crash course in kind of living in this space of helping people go through things that I experienced myself, if not in the moment, then very soon after. So what I've been able to do is relate to my clients and be very transparent when they are explaining things that they are experiencing and understanding that the systemic oppression and racism as it weighs on all of our shoulders, that I understand. And when I say I understand, it's not a placating or dismissive response just to say I'm listening, but it is a real response that I do understand. And I think that goes a long way in building a therapeutic relationship, because you can absolutely be detached and you're supposed to be emotionally detached. But I realized that I cannot be the expert in the room, and I have to join you on a level in which you feel like we are working through this thing that we call life together.
We'll be right back.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
This is The Why. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov, speaking with Philadelphia psychotherapist Salima McNeil, who's raised nearly $100,000 to provide free therapy sessions to people of color. The other thing, obviously, that's going on in America and in the world is the COVID pandemic. I understand you and your husband also contracted COVID back in April. Is that right?
Yes, in April.
Yeah. Can you tell me about that experience?
I did work through my COVID experience. My husband is an essential worker, so he was not quarantined prior to. He was going back and forth to work every day and essentially contracted COVID and brought it home. And living through that experience was really tough because I couldn't take a day off. I had no time to be sick. April 11th through the 17th is Black Maternal Health Week, and myself and the Maternal Wellness Village spent the last year planning events for Black Maternal Health Week. And I had to pivot because we couldn't have any in-person activities, so we had to do everything virtually. And it was so hard to push through and do the three events that I needed to be fully present for during that time because I was also sick. And so I didn't share this with a lot of people, even in my close circle. Those people knew because we needed the support. But I knew that the advice would be for me to not moderate this event or not do this said activity. But I pushed through and I was able to do it. And it was probably like a really bad decision. But I made it.
Yeah. Why do you say it was a bad decision?
Because physically, I had to use all of my energy to make it through 90 minutes of a workshop, and I was completely exhausted and drained after 90 minutes of moderating and asking questions and being engaging and going to this next slide. And I just never really anticipated how much energy that it took, especially on a body that was sick. And I had to do that three times. So, you know, I don't recommend people push through in that manner. And luckily, we did not have to be hospitalized or on ventilators or any of those tragedies. But I would say, you know, advice-wise, don't do that. If you can cancel or delegate to someone else, then that's what should be done.
Can I ask, are you and your husband feeling all right?
Yes, we're alive. Okay. I got my taste and my smell back, so life is good. And my 14-year-old son, he never got sick.
I want to ask a little bit more about how this your work has changed since the pandemic, just physically. Are you seeing clients in person right now?
No, I stopped seeing clients in person the week of March 11th when everything got shut down. And we have transitioned to telehealth system to use. I also will not be going back into the office until 2021.
We're all learning these new routines and how to connect with people virtually. You're in a position where you help others deal with their struggles, whether it's, and I assume right now part of that is feeling, you know, isolation. Does that give you time to deal with, you know, those feelings on your own, as we all kind of have to?
I do miss my family and having our summer barbecue, which we won't be doing this year, and vacationing with my friends, which we do every year, and going to, you know, our Juneteenth celebration. So all of those things have all been impacted, but I look to the future to returning to our new norm and being able to reconnect. And that's what kind of keeps me grounded. Like, this won't be forever. And we can do anything for a short period of time, right?
Yeah. Well, Salima, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Absolutely. I really enjoy speaking with you.
Psychotherapist Salima McNeil is founder of Oshun Family Center in Jenkintown. The Y is produced by Annette John Hall, Alex Stern, Kelsey Hansen, and Sabrina Boyd Circa, with editorial direction from Katie Culinary. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. Stay safe, and we'll see you Thursday.